Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by BlackRock Health, providing patients with world-class clinical care and comfort, enabling swifter recoveries.
Tweet at Miriam O'Call.
Now, led by one of Ireland's most spectacular sopranos, this month sees a brand new ensemble coming together to present dazzling interpretations from Handel and Verdi and other operatic greats with their Music Network tour. Claudia Boyle will be accompanied by the really talented trumpet player Niall O'Sullivan and the exceptional pianist Conor Linehan. And Claudia, Niall and Conor are all with me this morning. Morning to you all.
Morning, Miriam. How are you?
Claudia, we're going to have a chat in a moment, but first, accompanied by Niall and Conor, you're going to perform for us Libertango. What a beautiful performance. Claudia, come and have a chat with me. So tell me a little about the Music Network that the three of you will be touring with this month. How did the three of you come together?
Well, I'd love to give you a big convoluted story, Miriam, but the fact is it's just through friendship, which is, I suppose, the best reason to perform art and to perform music. Niall and myself were in college together and we've been colleagues and friends ever since. So isn't that the best reason to decide to do a tour? So, yeah, it was through Niall. Then I met Conor. So Conor's basically a new meeting for me, who's fabulous. And, and we're really enjoying the rehearsals and everything like that. So, yeah, it's kind of something old and something new. So,
and two brilliant musicians in those two. And listen, what kind of music are you going to be performing?
It's going to be a huge range of music. We're going to go from the Baroque. We're going to start out with Handel. There are some beautiful duets for soprano and trumpet that Handel wrote. Very, very lively, bubbly, effervescent music and fantastic. And then we will go into some opera by Handel as well. And then Niall will bring us into the classical periods with them Haydn. Then we have Mozart. And then in the second half, we'll do more romantic and pop popular contemporary pieces, like I'll definitely do Semper Libre by Verdi, and then we'll have some Donizetti opera, and then we'll go into some beautiful kind of jazz influences from Gershwin with The Lovely Summertime and Kurt Weill as well.
So mixture, not all too highbrow.
No, not too highbrow. But then again, what is highbrow? You know what
true,
I mean?
Actually.
I have to say, like, I just finished Der Rosenkavalier with Irish National Opera there. And that would be considered highbrow, inverted commas. But I think when music is good, and I think it's when it's engaging, it can reach anybody. You know, so yeah. I think that's the key. Producing good quality music engages people.
I think that's so true, actually. Yeah, yeah. Now, someone you normally and often perform solo, albeit with an orchestra. What's it like touring and performing with musicians like Niall and Conor? Is it nice? Is it nice to have company?
Yeah, no, it's great. I have to say, yeah, I would usually perform as a soloist with orchestra. And then obviously I would join an opera company as a soloist. And but so this is great. I think doing chamber music and ensembles, it's a great element and it's a great thing to do. And I've always really seeked that out in what I do, to do something different. So yeah, it's different and it's wonderful. And you have to listen more. You have to decide on what artistic decisions you're all going to make. So it's great. I have to say, it's great to be able to share that.
And performing the works, I suppose, of so many great composers. Do you have a favourite?
Yeah, I think so. I think I would be most suited to Donizetti. I think just when I sing Donizetti, it just fits. It fits my voice. It's just how he wrote. And it's my voice type, a lyric coloratura soprano. So I think he's definitely my favourite composer. But I do like singing all kinds of music. I mean, there's nothing like singing Mozart. I was singing it the other day with Conor. And it's funny, I kind of just woke up, like everybody has off days and bad days. And I kind of woke up in a bit of a mood that day. And then I went into the academy and then we had a little practice. And it was halfway through the Mozart that my mood just lifted, you know. And it's just, music is so cathartic. It's so therapeutic. It's so important. And I think that's the great thing about Music Network is that we're reaching further, and you don't necessarily have to come up to Dublin in a big theatre. We're going down to you. And I think everybody should be able to access that kind of art and therapy.
And on that, they're really nice, intimate venues, a lot of them, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, which is a great experience. I mean, normally I would, you know, it's so different. And, you know, we have the great Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, which is a 2,000-seater, and it's great for grand opera and everything like that. But it's lovely to be able to see, you know, musicians and opera singers up close and personal. It's completely different. It's very intimate. And it's a different kind of energy, but it's great. And it's something that I love doing. I love talking. I love engaging with the audience, giving them my background and opinions and on different pieces. And I think that's a lovely thing to be able to do. And I really enjoy it, I have to say.
And I know you have your dates there
on
your phone.
I do have my dates, Miriam.
So where else can people see you all perform?
Yeah, so we've had two lovely performances already in Cork and in Galway, in Clifton, and the audiences have been so warm and appreciative. And again, like I was saying, in these intimate venues, it's just lovely to connect with people and see their faces. So yes, you'll be able to hear us tonight in Boyle in Roscommon, and then we'll be performing in the Pavilion Theatre on April 19th. Then we travel to Limerick on the 21st of April. Then we go to Kilkenny in Thomastown, and then on the 23rd of April in Clare. So we're all around the country. And then we'll be finishing up on the 25th and 26th in the Freeman's Hall and in the Mermaids Arts Centre in Bray, respectively. So really, really looking forward to all of those wonderful concerts to come.
Yeah, and you're with two amazing performers, musicians, and you have a magnificent voice, Claudia. So look, we're going to put the dates on our website.
Great, thank you very much.
Before you go, another treat for this Easter Sunday. You're going to perform for us again, accompanied by Niall O'Sullivan on trumpet. Thanks for being here, Niall. And Conor Linehan on piano. Thank you, Conor, for being here. This is Summertime.